Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. That's what you're listening to, and we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. We're going to talk about our pets today, our fairy friends, our fairy family members. We're going to talk about them and what we can do to help them, you know, because we've got a lot of issues, chronic pet conditions. We're going to dive into that. Also, we're going to be talking about licorice root, one of my favorite herbs to have around and what we can do with that and some other things. So we'll see how the hour rolls. But coming up on the 19th, we're going to be here with Dr. Rebecca Carley. You can check out our website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, on our website. Just hit the links page and click on her banner. So I'm really anxious to talk to her about the Ebola thing. So I hope you can join us for that because, you know, they've got this patented vaccine, antidote, whatever you want to call it. So I want to get her take on that. So hopefully you'll join us here on the 19th when she's with us. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, Vic Salutin, Semper Fi, we're lifting our righteous men and women in uniform up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up. I'm lifting you and me up. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees, you know, because we're going to need the Lord's help. And, you know, bless the Heavenly Father for all the blessings he gives us through his son, you know, Jesus Christ. So that's what I like to hear people, young people even come to grips with that and pray for a better future because, you know, our young people are anxious. So mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we have here? Oh, we do have a vaccine report here. The FDA is getting a little upset with GlaxoSmithKline, apparently. They've had some ongoing troubles at the manufacturing plant in Quebec, Canada. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is reporting that they've given them some warning labels. Warning letters, I should say. GlaxoSmithKline company's been getting some, finger shaking in their face regarding some contamination for their flu vaccine, Flavivale. Okay, so according to the reports, Glaxo has had some trouble in recent years producing an uncontaminated batch of the vaccine, and this year, the company had to dump about 20% of their vaccine due to a bacterial contamination. So anyway, they're just into trouble with it. And we're talking about, you know, a multi-billion dollar drug company here. And these could be far-reaching consequences. But here's the thing. Let's say you get – I'm not saying you should do this, but let's say you get some contaminated Flavaflu vaccine and you become sick – maybe gravely ill, you still can't sue them. You have obviously no recourse, according to the law of the United States. So that's an interesting thing. FDA better get it right, right? Because you can probably sue the FDA. I don't know. Anyway, moving along on the quack report. Just, you know, keep your immune system healthy, folks out there. There's lots of ways to do that. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they specialize in. All right, let's see. Last but not least in the quack report, this is about sleep. Apparently, a lot of people not getting enough sleep. We've talked about insomnia on the show before. According to the CDC, a lot of people aren't getting a sufficient sleep, and it is creating what they say chronic diseases and even death for some people. They say not getting enough sleep could raise your risk of hypertension, diabetes, depression, obesity, and even cancer. So they say that 50 to 70 million Americans, adults, not getting enough sleep. So they have what they are terming a wakeful sleep disorder. So what do you do about it? Well, according to Dr. Daniel Kripke's book, The Dark Side of Sleeping Pills, mortality and cancer risks, which pills you should avoid and better alternatives, he says, you know, don't get started on those dangerous products because they not only can kill you, but you could also get heart disease from them and cancer and many other illnesses. So he said people that take sleeping pills are 4.6 times more often than those who don't to not have good sleep and to have other diseases. A new research now out of Louisiana State University is revealing that if you eat tart cherries twice a day, increases your sleeping time, even if you have insomnia, by 1.5 hours. Wow. So the cherries are rich in melatonin hormone and help you with the tryptophan, the pineal gland, and your brain works better and so forth and so on. So your sleep and wake cycles kind of even out, and you get some sleep. Catch those Z's. Forget counting sleep. Just get some tart cherries, and you're good to go, apparently. And there's no side effects. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. All right. Thanks, Frank. All right. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to empower you now. And it's all about our pets. You got pets? I know I got a pet. Frank's got pets. I know Frank's got pets. A lot of people. You know, having a pet today, more popular than ever. Think about it. People love pets. You know, people treat their pets, well, like family, right? So, you know, don't get me wrong. Pets are great. I love pets. I have one. I have a big black Labrador. He likes to jump on my bed when I'm not at home. How do I know this? Well, when I'm out and about, my kids will take a picture with their phone and then send it to me. And there he is, a lazy lab, reclining on my bed where he's not supposed to be. So pets, you know, while they can behave like humans, they usually want what they're not supposed to have. So why are we going to talk about pets tonight? Well, there is a health epidemic in our domesticated animal kingdom, which, you know, really has gotten worse over the last 5 years. So pet owners are very concerned about the growing trend in pet chronic diseases and the expense. So the average pet owner spends $611 a year, which includes the visits, the prescriptions, prevention type products, and even maybe an emergency care visit. So let's see what's happening and what we can do to help protect our pets and, you know, our wallets, okay? Well, let's look at the common problems, because pet owners across the United States have voiced their concerns on the most prevalent health problems facing their pets. So when you look at the list, it looks like, you know, the same health problems humans are having. So we have to ask the question, did we do animals a favor when we domesticated them? Well, research in the Estate of Pet Health report that was put out by Banfield Pet Hospital indicates that there is a big health problem in pets. So they analyzed reports on over 2 million dogs and almost 500,000 cats from 800 vets and pet hospitals across the United States. So here is an epidemic of health problems that they reported on, both dogs and cats, and what our pets are threatened by. So let's look at the first one on the list, obesity. Apparently, the report says that 37% of dogs and 90% of cats are going to be obese. Wow. And arthritis was on the list. There seems to be an increase in arthritis to affecting 38% of the dogs and 67% of cats. So the report also linked obesity to the added pressure on the joints, which are, you know, contributing to the arthritis by about 40%. Now, diabetes is also on the list. Pet diabetes has exploded, just like it has in the human population. And according to Windsor Veterinarian Clinic in Colorado, 1 in 50 pets is a diabetic. So this disease is, they say, linked to the obesity and also to high blood pressure in pets. Yeah, that hypertension was also big on the list. Pets on blood pressure medicine? Man, it was rare 50 years ago, and it was also it's also been linked to your diabetes and obesity. But nearly 5 to 10% of dogs have this hypertension, and the hypertension rate is even higher in your cats, especially if they have renal failure. It's about 20 to 61%. What's going on? Seriously. Well, let's look at this chronic disaster, because this is what it is. Now, these diseases are chronic, and according to health experts, the problem is continuing to escalate. So I had a neighbor recently, get this, guys, I had my neighbor ask me, what natural vet do you take your dog to? My reply was, natural vet? Huh, that's like looking for a unicorn. They don't exist. I'm serious, vets can lose their license to practice toxic medicine just like an MD can. So they're kind of limited in their treatments. Now, I see ads for homeopathic vets all the time. But when you get there, they're just like the regular vets, but they may, you know, burn some incense and sell some calendula ointment or something. So you should check out the garbage that is on the pet shelves, the supplements they're selling, the stuff they stock. For instance, my lab is allergic to fish, and I once was at the vet, and this was the vet who repaired his ACL tear, his ligament tear. Well, they attempted to sell me some supplements for that, and they had shellfish in it. And I'm like, he can't take this. Now, for the most part, you know what I think? I think vets or their assistants, they order these crappy supplements from a vet industry catalog, and they really don't know what's in them. So pet owners tend to be lured in with the, quote, natural vet advertising, and it really is the same old industry standard of care that they're getting. So pet owners who have pets with chronic health conditions spend an average of $935 a year at the vet. Now, I'm sure there's some exceptions out there. You may have somebody who doesn't give, or, you know, what anybody's business about, you know, what the regulators say, and he's going to treat their pets with natural stuff. Well, that's great, but they're rare. Let me just say that. Well, let's talk about pet owners that are starting to become pretty savvy and pretty quick about it. Pet owners seem to be connecting the dots, and they're noticing that the vets pretty much are the same as MDs. So the Banfield Pet Hospital report showed that 36% of dog owners and 28% of cat owners said that they take their pet to the vet to, quote, manage a chronic health condition. Well, they got that right. Manage would be the appropriate word, because cure is not the goal. See? So there's really too much money for vets to make when they manage your pet's chronic condition, just like MDs manage our chronic conditions. However, treatment, at the vet, you know, they deliver the sympathy and the pet treats, you know, to the max, you know, so you're going to get, you know, the snow job, and yes, I care, but no, you're not going to get a cure. So pet owners, pretty tired of spending thousands of dollars on the lifelong drugs and the repeat visits. Seriously. The pet insurance should have been a big red flag, right? So there was a survey. It was conducted by Pet Health Economics in 2013, which showed that 3 out of 4 pet owners were very concerned with the cost of pet care and their ability to afford it. So pet owners will often put their pets' needs ahead of their own, and this impacts the life and lifestyle of the pet owner. Now, seriously, I once had this handyman tell me that he spent $12,000 on a blood transfusion for his dog that was diagnosed with leukemia. Say what? So, you know, he had to cut back on eating, household expenses, no vacation, limited or no entertainment, and he this was in order for him to still afford his house. Now, some pet owners are delaying purchasing prescriptions recommended by the vet, or they decline to buy them altogether. Pet owners are examining their budgets, and 27% are cutting out the vet visits, 17% skip the flea and tick prevention stuff, 13% don't get their pet vaccinated, 10% don't fill the vet's prescriptions at all, 7% don't use the heartworm drugs, and 67% don't take their pets for an annual checkup. And why? Well, the main reason that pet owners give is the cost. Let's talk about the prevention care for a minute. You want to be real careful what is meant by prevention care. So you add up all the toxic drugs which are pumped into pets on a monthly basis, the heartworm, the flea and tick stuff, and it will make your pet so poisonous, even the parasites don't want to taste it. You know, they don't want the blood. Mm-mm. Too toxic. So I haven't even mentioned the vaccines yet, which, you know, has been reported to shorten a pet's life by about 5 years. So just remember that pet care does not necessarily mean vet care. Well, let's talk about ear infections, because that's a big complaint pet owners have. I've never seen a vet clear up an ear infection to where it did not return within a few short weeks. So according to the report, 12% of juvenile dogs, 14% of young adult dogs, 18% of mature dogs, and 16% of geriatric dogs will have chronic ear infections. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the kitty cats. The cats also have their ear problems, their ear infections. 8% of the juvenile cats, 6% of the young adult cats and 7% of the geriatric cats that are seen by the vet for ear problems, and they're seen on a pretty regular basis. Now, according to WebMD Pet Health, there were 68,000 pet insurance claims filed in 2009 for ear infection-related problems, and the average office visit cost $100, excluding prescriptions. So the constant weekly ear cleansing and stripping of the ear of all the natural immunity creates an environment for problems. Now, dogs and cats can clean their own ears, and pet owners need to help their pet from the inside to help clear up these types of conditions. You know, it's diet, lifestyle driven. I'm going to show you how in a minute. So I'm speaking from experience, because you'll save your pet the misery and yourself a lot of waste of time and money, and we'll get to that in just a sec. But there's the eye infections. Have you come across a problem like that with your pet? Mm-mm-mm. Anyone who has had a pet that gets an infection in the eye will be returning to the vet if that's the first place that they turn to for help. So there are many natural things that are going to help your pet and won't break the bank. If your pet has eye ulcers or sticky mucus or eyelid tumors, etc., there's alternatives to the drugs and surgery out there. And by the way, the eye problems in pets is a big moneymaker for vets. It costs $800 to $1,000 for surgical treatments, so which is really, it's not to prevent a reoccurrence, is it? Seriously, it's not. There's no prevent a reoccurrence. Well, let's talk about the urinary tract issue, especially if you have cats, right? Cat owners often are plagued with the expense of having their cat treated for urinary tract problems. In 2009, 3,700 insurance claims were filed, and the average office visit for this problem is $260. Follow-up visits were, of course, extra. Now, would you rather find a natural product to help your pet? Seriously, $260. Poof. Right? Seriously. Do you make that in a day, maybe, and it's no problem? Most people don't. All right, let's talk about tumors. A pet owner never wants to hear that their dog or cat has a tumor, you know. So this is an expensive problem. It's expensive to treat if you're going through veterinarian medicine. Most vets now even have rooms at their facilities to treat cancer with radiation. And we know how that turns out for the humans. So non-cancerous tumors tend to cost $335 a visit. And do you suppose they're all gone in one visit? Probably not. All right. So what is a pet owner to do? Well, a lot of them, pet owners, are tired of spending $600 to $1,000 a year, even more, at the vet. And they're tired of spending money on prescriptions online, trying to save money. It comes from overseas, whatever. And they're, you know what they're doing? A lot of them are turning to Google to research their pet's health problem. So one thing the internet can offer is options. And 76% of pet owners are looking for natural solutions for their pet's health issues. Well, let's talk about some herbal solutions, because that's what we do here. And you might want to reach for some herbs to help your pet from time to time. Now, I have personally used herbs for my pets for decades, and with the exception of trauma, I've been able to avoid the vet. Okay, so for instance, if I had a cat with recurrent urinary tract issues, I would use some herbs, some of the herbs that you would find in the kidney bladder tincture that you find at the powerherbs.com website. Excellent stuff. Going to clear that up in a skinny minute. And you don't need a whole lot for cats, because you do dose by weight. Now, for eye problems, I like to mix a few drops of the herbal eye wash, the American ginseng, and some dandelion root in an ounce of water, soak a cotton ball in it, and then squeeze the solution into the eyes and wipe away the excess. Gets rid of mucus, gets rid of eyelid tumors, You name it, it's pretty cool. Now, if my pet had digestive problems, and if my pet had skin or ear problems, you know what? I would avoid pet foods, all of them. Okay? I would use raw meat, some vegetables, boiled egg, mix it together, throw on some power greens for pets for more vitamins into the food, and there you have it. So, and for fleas and ticks, you know, I use the eucalyptus pet collars and shampoo. It repels the bugs. It's awesome. Awesome stuff. All natural. No toxicity. Won't poison your pet's blood with that. Now, if fleas get really bad from time to time, they do. So then I kind of layer in a little beerage yeast into the pet food because fleas and ticks really don't like the taste of the blood that has beerage yeast in it. Okay, so they don't like that. And it's not toxic to your pet either. It's awesome. So you're going to find kidney bladder cleanse tincture, herbal eyewash, American ginseng, dandelion root, power greens for pets, eucalyptus pet shampoo and collars at Apothecary Herbs. And you might want to check out their Herbs for Pets section. They have some other things there. And stay away from the vet, okay? So you can call Apothecary Herbs toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 is the international number. Of course, they have an online store, the 3ws.thepowerherbs.com. You can get there by typing in herbtalklive.com. But herbstalklive.com or thepowerherbs.com is where you're going to go, and that's where your healthcare options for your pets just became endless. Think about it. You got tools, you got power, and you're going to save a lot of misery, a lot of money, and you love your pets, right? I do too. I love pets. I think they're awesome, and I like to protect them. See? So, and my black lab just loves herbs. Licks it out of the bowl. You know, he's a dog. He doesn't like to see, you know, exterior applications too much. He's not crazy about that if you got to put a poultice on him or something, but he's pretty good with the other stuff, you know. Awesome. Well, I hope it'll empower you and your pets and they'll be better and healthier for it. All right, well, we're going to take a break in a little bit here, but we're going to be talking about licorice root. We haven't talked about that in a while. And it really is a very powerful herb to have on hand. It has like 3,000 years of use. Big use in Europe. The United States uses it. A lot of people think of it as, you know, just flavor some candy or something. Medicine even used it to flavor medicines. And in the ancient world, it was used as a medicine, has medicinal value. So we're talking about licorice root. And most don't think the herb really has any power at all, but I want you to think again. We have 14 species of licorice root, and 10 of these are known as the sweet root licorice. But European children are known to actually chew on a dried piece of licorice, using it more like a candy confection. But licorice root is really a root from... glucus is meaning sweet and rizza meaning root, so it's really called sweet root. And the Romans coined that name, and it evolved into licorice. So licorice is the member of the pea family and partial to warmer climates like Greece, Turkey, Asia Minor. The roots system of licorice penetrates the soil up to 4 feet, so it does get a lot of rich minerals into it. And the best time to harvest it if you're going to grow licorice root is in the fall. So if you're in those warmer climates, zone 7 and 8, and, you know, you can grow licorice root and just make sure you harvest it in the fall. So we're going to be talking about some studies on licorice root and how you can use it medicinally, how it works in the human body, and just empower you. I do too. We'll be back in a minute. We'll be right back. You know, I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? Are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications may put your health at risk? Perhaps it's time you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health problems. If only you knew where to start. start right here. Tune in to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
And herbalist Wendy Wilson. We're talking about the powerful licorice. Licorice root, you know, the ancient Greeks, the Chinese, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Hindus, hey, they all liked the licorice. And from Hippocrates to Culpepper, the herbalist Culpepper, all famous herbalists really used licorice. It's just one of those herbs. So great quantities of dried licorice were actually found in King Tut's tomb and in the tombs of other Egyptian rulers. So the Egyptians also believed in using licorice in the afterlife for sweet drinks called maïsis. And licorice proved invaluable for those living in hot climates. It alleviated thirst. So the Greeks, the Romans, were very famous for their licorice tonics for colds and coughs and even sore throats. So the Hindus, they like to use licorice in a beverage with milk and sugar to improve, they say, sexual vigor. And in China, they still believe that if you eat licorice root, it gives you strength and endurance. So the Chinese herbalists have also used licorice to help balance the action of other herbs that they like. So the Korean herbalists now will use licorice with Asian ginseng and even oral contraceptives for women. Now, in American folk medicine, licorice was used for coughs and as an expectorant and also as a laxative to treat constipation. And they also said it helped with cancer. So in the 19th century, American herbalists used licorice to balance female hormones and to treat hysteria. Pharmacists preferred to use licorice as a flavoring for their medicines and for their lozenges. Today, licorice extract is used to flavor a lot of beverages and is used as a sweetener for diabetic products and for those suffering from hypoglycemia. Well, let's look at some of the studies that they've done on the licorice root. Clinical studies in China used licorice to research some new ways in treating gastric ulcers, asthma, hepatitis, malaria, diabetes, and dermatitis. Now, pharmacists will use licorice extract and do two things: to either mask the bitter taste of many medicines and to improve the absorption of other drugs. So this is why the Chinese will use licorice to harmonize the action of other herbs. Now, you will find licorice as an ingredient in a lot of over-the-counter products like your cough drops, your cough syrup, your laxatives, your tonics, your anti-smoking lozenges will also have it. And German researchers and the E-Commission in Germany, which is pretty much the equivalent of the FDA, approved the use of licorice for coughs and colds. Now, in 1946, a Dutch pharmacist noticed that those that suffered from ulcers found relief when using licorice candy or lozenges, and this prompted a Dutch medical journal to publish a report on licorice. And the British medical journal, Lancet, and the Journal of the American Medical Association They also published studies using concentrated glycohermetic acid from licorice for the treatment of ulcers in animals and in humans. Now, unfortunately, the study reported fluid retention in ankles, which could raise blood pressure. Now, for this reason, licorice is not recommended for diabetics, pregnant or nursing women, or those with cardiovascular disease. Now, in 1978, there was a study that compared licorice to an ulcer drug called Tagamet. Both were equally effective for small intestine ulcers. However, Tagamet worked better for stomach ulcers. So research did also discover why licorice encourages fluid retention. The glycohermetic acid acts like an adrenal hormone that is involved in salt and water balance in the metabolism. So too much licorice will deliver the equivalent of symptoms of, you know, having a headache, being lethargic, elevating your blood pressure, and even possible heart failure for some. Now, if you follow product instructions, you can avoid getting into too much trouble with licorice and getting too much of it. So science found that when we use the herbal products for ulcers that had licorice, and if they removed 97% of the glycohermetic acid from the licorice, the ulcer patients were cured within a few months, and it eliminated the edema, the fluid retention, and they also eliminated the need for Tagamet. So the Irish Medical Journal also reported on a study, something similar, and they published it in the Journal of Microbiology and Immunology, and they found that licorice had some antiviral properties that were effective. It stimulates the interferon production and cured people of herpes simplex virus and cold sores. So that is an interesting thing to discover on a simple root like licorice. Now, two studies, there was one in Japan and one in India, that tested licorice for treating liver disease, hepatitis C, and patients had received licorice injections, and they had a 72% survival rate compared to those without the injections, 31%. Some other studies in the United States showed some promising results from those suffering from cirrhosis and AIDS. Other studies said that licorice helps the human body fight off staph and strep infections, as well as fungus and vaginal yeast infections. Now, in a double-blind study from Portland, which tested licorice against symptoms of menopause, it found that women who used licorice had 100% relief from hot flashes. Also, researchers think that the immune-stimulating effect that's in licorice helps to fight cancerous melanomas in lab animals. So there's more testing needing in several areas, but very interesting nonetheless. So how does licorice do all that? Well, licorice contains some active saponin-like glycosides, which is 50 times sweeter than sugar, and it contains no calories. So it is the saponin in there that improves the absorption rate of other substances. Now, it also contains glycones, which also works like a mineral colloidal property, and it increases cellular fluid and plasma volume. So desert people, that's why they used licorice for this reason, to protect themselves against extreme thirst when they were low on water intake. And also, they used it to treat Addison's disease because of the hormone-like action helps the adrenal glands. So due to licorice's properties, if used in excess, it can lead to hypertension. So it is the glycoricin in licorice, which is an anti-inflammatory and helps work at reducing inflammation associated with your coughs and your colds and congestion. Now, one cautionary is that licorice increases fluid volume and can deplete sodium and potassium, causing the risk of the cardiovascular events in patients. So avoiding large amounts of licorice will reduce this risk. Now, the flavonoids and the Coumarin derivatives that are found in licorice provide antispasmodic, anti-ulcer, antimicrobial benefits. So the majority of the problems using licorice root were really from not following the product instructions or maybe overindulging in too much licorice. Now, most licorice candy that's made in the United States uses anise flavoring and is really not real licorice. Now, European candy contains real licorice and is found in specialty shops. Now, the FDA has licorice on its regarded as safe herbs list, so you can check out licorice. Now, we do have licorice root. The folks at Apothecary Herbs include that in their female formulas, so you can check that out online at thepowerherbs.com. And also, if you want to use it with your Siberian or American ginseng, it will boost your endurance, and you can pair it with some other formulas to magnify and improve the action. So check licorice root out at your leisure. Go to thepowerherbs.com website or give them a call and ask for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. All right. Let's see. Oh, right. Got to mention this. They are producing a 15th anniversary herbal catalog. Should be out this fall. In the process of putting the catalog together, they did some number crunching, and they found that there's going to be a price hike necessary on the herbal products. So you want to take advantage of getting your herbal products before the price hike takes effect on the 30th of this month. So August 30th, you're going to see the prices on the herbal formulas go up. So if you're thinking about getting something, now's the time before the price hike. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. All right, we got a few minutes. So I want to talk about germs. Oh, yeah. We're going to cover the germs in just a minute. Now, back in 1996, there was this booklet by William H. Lee, Ph.D., and Lynn Lee, C.N., and it was called The Killer Plagues to Come, How You Can Be Invulnerable to Them. So, still an amazing booklet, by the way. You probably find that on Amazon, but it's kind of an instruction manual for anyone that wants to outsmart some of the superbugs and some of these really nasty pathogens with nutrition and herbs. So there is really a lot of beneficial information in there that will empower you, and you'll have to actually split the information up into several articles to, you know, really digest it, you know, think about it, and then go on to the next section. So when you're strengthening, let's say, a weak immune system, you want to bring it up like a thousandfold. You can do that. There's a way to do that, and you're going to learn how. So understanding how these germs, these pathogens work, these superbugs work, and how your immune system works is really part of the learning curve for you to develop a strategy of defense against all these diseases that we're going to be facing. All right, so the bacteria of today has really changed. It has mutated, has developed protective armor, if you will, against antibiotics. So modern medicine really didn't worry too much about drug resistance because, you know, they in the 40s, because they pharmaceuticals were pumping out, you know, drug after drug, they'd just go out there, turn over another rock, get some bacteria, make a new antibiotic. However, one by one, the bacteria did survive these antibiotics, and it's created really an armor plate against these medications. So this transition went on, as you know, for several decades as drug companies were just keeping ahead of the bacterial mutations back in the 90s. So now Wall Street, if you remember, celebrated the pharmaceutical success as over bacterial infections like pneumonia, blood poisoning, syphilis, gonorrhea, tuberculosis. They said they were supposedly disappearing by the droves, would be non-existent because of modern medicine and the miracle antibiotic drug. Well, the reality is they didn't disappear, but they were reinvented through the use of medicine's miracle antibiotic drugs. And now medicine is admitting that it's stumped as to how to circumvent this deadly problem of the drug-resistant diseases. Well, let's look at a little bit of germ biology. The word germ refers to a microorganism which causes disease. So the germ category contains certain things like viruses, fungi, bacteria, you know. So each germ has its own shape and character and can differ in the way it reproduces or spreads in a person, as known as a host. So bacteria are different from viruses. Viruses are so small that they are seen with the use of an electron microscope. Viruses cannot replicate. They have to take over a cell from you that provides a metabolizing function. Therefore, scientists don't refer to viruses as, quote, living cells. Bacteria, though, on the other hand, is a much larger in size, more complex than a virus, even though they are microscopic. The outer layer of the bacteria contains this hard, rigid cell wall, and it gives the bacteria its shape and support. But inside is the plasma membrane found around the living cell of the bacteria. So the membrane, it acts like a toll booth as substances come and go. So the guts of the bacteria are called cytoplasm, and inside there is the ribosomes or protein, and they use those ribosomes for protein synthesis. And then there's the nucleoid, which is the genetic material of your bacteria, and then there's also the plasmids, which is really your DNA of your bacteria that controls the resistance to drugs. So your antibacterial products, including antibiotics, are designed to attack the ribosomes of the bacteria to prevent it from reproducing and producing protein and hopefully to destroy it. Now, other antibiotics are more designed to attack the bacteria cell wall. So bacteria has three basic shapes. It's either in a spear shape, a rod, or a spiral shape. Now, some bacteria will have what look like octopus tentacles, and they're known as flagellas, which is thought to give the bacteria locomotion or movement. They can swim kind of thing. So let's talk about this resistance. When it comes to your drug resistance the bacteria have developed, well, it's really due to their reproduction function, which is known as a binary fission. So bacteria will divide into two, and then it will be basically a clone of the original. And bacteria can double in number in just 20 minutes. So in just 10 hours, you could be invaded by billions of bacteria if your body had unlimited space and nutrition to support that growth. And the antibiotics, how they have really been overwritten by your bacteria. You may be wondering, how does the bacteria outsmart an antibiotic? Well, the bacteria have evolved by changing its own mechanisms, and it can chemically modify the antibiotic. In other words, the bacteria has developed its own antibiotic for the antibiotic, so it renders your prescription drug ineffective. Now, usually it accomplishes this through enzymatic inactivation of your drug. So the bacteria will modify the cellular enzyme, which reacts with your antibiotic drug to make it no longer effective. So bacteria has learned to remove the antibiotic poison from the cell. And another defense that bacteria has mastered is to change the part that is the target of your antibiotic and make it unrecognizable to the antibiotic. So it's like cloaking itself. Now, just like, you know, Michael Jackson and other celebrities, you know, they would don disguises when they go out in public. So your bacteria is putting on a disguise to fool the antibiotic. Well, let's talk about your gram-negative bacteria. Gram-negative bacteria have a natural resistance to your antibiotics. This bacterium will have a cell wall covered with an outer membrane, creating this barrier against the drug. Other bacteria are able to modify their DNA to make the new genetic material as a defense against your antibiotic. So it is frightening to scientists and to doctors at just how fast the bacteria has been able to attain these changes in a means to develop drug resistance. Okay, so the resistance is transferred to the clone bacteria during the DNA replication, known as vertical gene transfer or vertical evolution. So what is the path? Well, how has this happened? Well, we've created mutating bacteria drug resistance by not finishing the course of antibiotics, leaving bacteria to develop stronger resistance, flushing unused antibiotics down the sewer and pumping those drugs into your water, soil, and later, which is used on crops. Indiscriminate use of antibiotics for disease, you know, antibiotic for everything, even veterinarian medicine, animal husbandry areas, overuse of antibiotics. Antibiotic contaminated fertilizer used on crops, another layer. Antibiotic resistance used in GM crops, there's another layer. And also the development of stronger antibiotics to combat this resistance. So you see, this is a vicious cycle, the superbacterias. And Dr. Mercola says that they have found painkillers, antibiotics, growth hormones, antifungal drugs, steroids, anti-malaria drugs, sex hormones, anti-inflammatory drugs in cow's milk. That's what you're drinking, just in your cow's milk. You know, the pasteurized stuff. It's in there. Well, you know, I know I'm coming up to the end of the hour, so, you know, a healthy human immune system, when it detects foreign bacteria entering the body, normally without any vaccinations involved, will take a week to produce the antibody. If the bacteria is encountered again later on, the immune system already has the antibody configuration and the body immediately releases it to prevent the illness. This is an immune system capable of learning. That's what God gave you, right? So according to Dr. William Lee, whenever your immune system deals successfully with an infection, it emerges from the experience stronger and better able to confront similar threats in the future, end of quote. So scientists know that your immune system can actually analyze its experiences with infections, remembers them, passes that information on to the next generation. So how do you cripple that magnificent immune system and that strategy? Well, you destroy it with antibiotics, antiviral drugs, and vaccines. So if you're pumping that kind of garbage into yourself and into your pets, animals, into the crops, you keep an immune system, a human immune system, from training, from getting stronger and learning. So imagine a heavyweight boxer not allowed to lift weights, not allowed to run or box or do anything until he's thrown into the ring for the big event. Is he going to succeed? Probably not. So that's what you expect your immune system to do. This is what science has done to the human immune system. The moment you're born to the moment you die, your immune system is supposed to be on duty. So according to Dr. Lee, just 6 antibiotic injections make your immune system a cripple. Now, how many vaccines are kids getting before they enter kindergarten now? Over 50. Making everybody more vulnerable generation after generation, so the information is not passed on in the DNA. So you've got immune system in kids that are got sort of like a computer hard drive that's been wiped clean. No information at all. That's just scary. So what can we do about that? Well, God says herbs are here for the service man. They're meat. You can check it out. Get some herbs. Power up that immune system. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. I gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.